The National Maritime Museum is the largest maritime museum in the world, housing a collection of over 2 million objects, including over 2,000 model ships. According to their own description, the museum, quote, aims to achieve a greater understanding of British economic, cultural, social, political, and maritime history, and its consequences in the world today. No mean feat. The official opening of the museum took place on the 27th of April, 1937, by King George VI. He was accompanied that day by his 11-year-old daughter, Princess Elizabeth, who would become Queen Elizabeth II, who traveled to Greenwich with her father on a boat. A free museum, the Maritime Museum is child-friendly, and families with children will find many activities designed for them. On the first floor, there's a huge map of the world incorporated onto the ground, as well as a few small toy ships. Kids can sit on the ships and explore the whole world by moving around. There's also a hands-on area where children can experience the feeling of real sailing by touching authentic objects and cruising on a ship simulator. Children's activities are contained separately from the rest of the museum to keep the more adult sections quiet. In these areas, you'll find artifacts from British sailing history relating to exploration, trade, and military action. You'll find maritime art, cartography, manuscripts, models, navigational instruments, and various timekeeping and astronomical inventions. There are rooms dedicated to great sea battles, and there's also a royal barge from the 18th century. Visitors can see the conditions sailors lived and worked in for months at sea and how the standards changed and improved over the time up to our modern era. Facing the National Maritime Museum, turn left and retrace your steps. As soon as you can, turn right and walk along the side of the museum. Walk toward the colonnade, and when you get there, walk over it or take the lift to the right toward the brick wall ahead of you. At the wall, turn right and walk until you reach the gate on your left. From there, into the park, find a nice spot, and play the next clip.